Ashley Beller joins us in studio once again. She is the director of The Call. And Ashley, we have some exciting news coming up, and we're going to reveal that. But tell me just a little reminder for folks out there about what The Call is before we get to that.
Great. Yes. The Call is here to recruit new foster families and also support our existing foster families here in Sharp and Independence counties.
Now, the last time we talked, we were working on a building, so to speak, and now we have the building.
That's exactly right. We're very excited about our new support center located right over here on South Central. Cute little rock house right there on the corner. And it's going to serve our community in so many ways. We're very excited about all the possibilities.
Tell me about some of the ways that the building will be used.
So it will serve as just our base of operations, as an office, a place for us to train our new foster families and have meetings and support groups. And it will provide our call mall where families can access tangible goods like diapers, clothing, things that kids might need as they come into care. And then most exciting, it's going to provide, or has started to provide already, our biological family visit space.
Tell me a little bit about how that works. What do you mean when you say biological family visit space?
Yes, that's kind of big, long word there. But when kids come into care, they typically are allowed to have with their families, their biological families, weekly visits. And those are supervised by our local social workers. And very often these visits are having to happen in office environments. And so our space is set up like a house. So the families are able to come with their social worker, meet at the house as opposed to the office, and just experience being a family together. Those visits can last up to 4 hours. Of course, if they're meeting in an office, there's not much to do in a four-hour span. But at the house, they can make a meal together. They can play in the yard. They can be in the playroom, gather at the coffee table, and play board games. It's just a much more homey environment.
Ashley, for people out there wondering, how can they become a foster parent? What's the process with that?
Yes. So understandably, we do have several different steps in the process. So families need to come through and apply with us. Then they do background checks and things just to be sure. And then they begin their training. And we're able to do that mostly online and then through a one weekend training session that they do with us. And our training is really well put together to equip families to care for these children. So a lot of our foster parents are parents already, but sometimes they just don't have the tools that are required to care for some of these extra situations that these kids have been through. And so our training is really trauma-informed, and it just, you know, deals head-on with the fact that sometimes we need some extra tools in our tool belt as foster parents in order to best meet the needs of these kiddos.
Very good. Now, let's talk a little bit about the house itself. You mentioned where it was at, and I know a lot of folks have already been over in that area of town and seen the signage that's up in front of that. But we have an opportunity coming up for folks if they would like to see it firsthand, and a ribbon cutting.
That's exactly right. April 14th, we're going to have an open house from 12 until 2 o'clock and just invite folks to come through to see the space, to kind of get an idea of our mission and what we're going to be able to accomplish there. And we will actually have the ribbon cutting ceremony with the chamber at 1 o'clock.
And for folks who want to find out more about The Call and what you do, how do they go about that?
Probably the easiest way would be through our website. So www.thecallinarkansas.org. And from there, they can click whatever county they live in, and we would connect that way.
Exciting times, Ashley.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Good to see you once again.